The funny thing to me is, if I'm walking by somebody, you know, I got real good peripheral vision.
Yeah.
So I can be walking by somebody and they turn around and try to be all. So I'll stop and turn around and just look at them. I won't say that, but I'll kind of catch them mid and then and they
straight. What are you doing?
Welcome back to
Hey.
Nothing but nothing, baby. Hey, that's what we do.
And then past that rope,
that's the
was the hood.
Fuck the op.
He said, oh, you want a shot? I said, yeah,
nigga. I'm in the city, fuck me, and I got fucking sick.
Light it up, light it up.
Welcome to the Raw Room.
Easy. But now, yo, let's go ahead and get started, bro. Before we get started too deep, I want to go ahead and get straight to you real quick.
What's good?
Who is the board game champion?
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
No, I mean.
Uh-oh.
No, Sweet came through. And
he did Tell him what I did.
He did his thing. No, he got me in chess.
I started with chess. I said, yeah, listen. I play board games. I don't care what it is. Chess, yes. I can do chess.
Faye, new moniker alert.
Board game.
But like this. Yeah.
Board game champion.
Listen.
Like, he thinks it's a flex, but.
Nah, it's not a flex. I'm just, but hey, some people take pride in their board game. I won.
That's true.
You play to win the game.
I play to win the game.
Sure. Board game,
whatever
cards,
it is, I'm playing to win.
Play to win the game, bro.
So he said, all right, so chess. He said, okay, well, but, and he said, you know what? I just started playing.
Like, I literally just learned chess, like, last year.
Fair enough.
So I hung in there for a pretty good time, to be honest.
You did longer, but I'll just have fun.
You got the dub.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, the one that was hard.
The next one
was when he came over for Scrabble.
Okay,
that's why you don't come over to the house no more. Though.
Scrabble is another joint.
Scrabble, yeah.
And we did couples too, so now it's like can Sweet work in a team?
You play Scrabble to win.
I play Scrabble to win.
Yeah,
I play to win.
It really wasn't us that took the loss though. That was bad. It was the fact that my
so
sister
listen.
Lost.
This is what he did though. This is what he did. Yeah. He put a disclaimer. He said, "Yo, now there's one at this table that I know play." That's what he did.
Yeah,
I said, "Okay, who is it? I'm trying to. Who is it? Like."
Right.
Who's the competition then? Let me know. Because I'm not. If you're not that, let me know.
Yeah.
And it was his sister, you know.
My sister-in-law. She was on Scrabble team in high school. Like, she was certified. Team.
Squad.
Yeah,
so I said.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't even.
Hey, so.
The Scrabble team?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Like, you can, yeah. So I had all the faith in the world. Like, I really was just like, okay.
Somebody
you know, like,
got to read.
You know, like when you watch Wheel of Fortune, there's a black dude on there. He's like, I don't care who. I just want him to win.
Right.
Like, I didn't care about what happened. I just wanted Sweet to lose.
Right.
And I knew we had a sniper at the table.
Yes, we do. He thought.
And she couldn't.
You hired an assassin.
I hired an assassin.
He called
a hitman.
This is Christmas.
I brought through the back door.
This is Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get invited to people's house on Christmas Day unless
we kind of like you.
And he had something planned. He said, I got something for Sweet. I said, all right, bet. So I said, okay.
You made a phone call.
I didn't look at him at all. That guy said, I know he can't play Scrabble then. So let me focus in right over here. Because if I beat her, I know I'm going to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
He did it. He got the dub.
That's all I got to say. We're going to go back to the motherfucking Rob.
What a
buzz
is that? There it is. Wrong one.
Bro.
We're about to the Raw Room.
Y'all gonna stop giving me a hard time when I come through here, man.
That's
crazy.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back.
Man. It's the Raw Room, man. Look, I understand. That's why I come, though.
Welcome back.
Y'all never switch up.
Thanks for pulling up, bro. We appreciate you. King of this thing, bro.
Yes, sir.
We'll go ahead and get straight to it, bro. We'll get straight to it, man. A lot happened in football, bro. I'm about to diss it. I'm just going to assist the thing over there to you, King, because something specific happened. It was kind of a big deal. Congratulations, first and foremost, to Jason Kelce. Announcing his retirement.
My dog.
He put out a speech and everything. Come on, King. Tell us, bro. What's
up? That's the homie, man. It was everything to him. He came in as a rookie, same mentality. He was like that his whole from day one. Mm. Grinder, worker, let's get to it. You know, talking to the playing center, you know you got to communicate, understanding the game,
mm-hmm.
working his tail off. I mean, 13, I mean, first, if he don't go in first ballot Hall of Fame, something's wrong.
Yeah, facts. But that's...
I mean, arguably, you ask me, he's arguably the greatest center to have ever played a game.
I was going to ask that, yeah.
I mean, I probably have a bias because I was his teammate and I know him, but, I mean, how many other centers you going to throw up there that's going to go against what he did for his career? So,
mm-hmm.
Shout out to Jason Kelce, man. Great career.
Shout out to him.
I'll be in Canton when he goes. I'm gonna make sure I'm there.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
For sure.
Gotta go. Shout out to Kels, man. Great career. Enjoyed you as a teammate, friend, getting to know you, man. Congratulations, bro. Man, one of the greatest to ever play the position. To me, he's the GOAT.
Yeah. There we go. At center. Stamp. Yeah, for sure. Were you there with him too? For a bit?
I was, man. And all six of his first team all pros in his 30s is unbelievable.
Let you know how he's a worker. Grinder.
Yeah.
I mean, it was perfect too, because even when Chip came in, like the way he was able to move and he was able to run, I think that's what people really saw. Like, wait, this guy's like, this is what the new center looks like.
Yep.
Like he's got to be able to move this way. So that's why I think, like, people talk about guys that change the game. Like, I really think Kels, really showed people, like, a different prototype and what they would actually want in the center.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so he's probably opened the door for so many guys, like
Pouncey, maybe. Potentially Pouncey with the Steelers. I feel like he was one of those type of...
Yeah, but I mean,
they're around the same time.
Yeah, they're around the same time. So I'm saying, like, there's going to be guys coming out now that if they are smaller, like linemen, they're not written off anymore because of Jason Kelce.
Well, he did.
They're going to put on his tape and say, well, can this guy do this? Like, and this is coming from a guy who's an undersized player in my position. There have been dudes in like Evan Engram, like the fact that he came in and, you know, did what he did.
Yeah,
opens the door for guys to play at a smaller size and be looked at as this guy could be a one, this guy could be a two. But okay. Kelce, man, the thing about him though that a lot of people don't realize is he got a mean streak though.
Yes.
Like, and they say you got to be a little sick to play football. Yes. Man.
He's at the top of that list.
Yes. For real?
Bro. You got to have one.
You got to
at least one on offensive line.
Bro.
He's the one of the ones you got to have. Yes. It's him.
Okay.
And I've said this for years. He's a better athlete than Travis.
Mm. He's sick. Yeah, he's a great athlete.
Jason's
great
a better athlete than Travis.
Great
Kelce.
Athlete.
Okay.
Man.
So, I mean, like, what? So, can you give me a little bit more? Like, what is it that...
Watch him when he pulls and he's blocking downfield and running through linebackers and continuing to run 20, 30 yards down the field. Like, you pull up the highlights, most centers don't pull.
Mm.
Like, pulling the center is like, was almost unheard of in football.
Okay.
He pulls he's so athletic. He pulls all the time. That little pin and pull, whether he leads out in front or whether it's a screen or anything else where he pulls on the outside play. Yeah, most centers don't. Like, how many centers have you seen pull outside of him?
Bro, the stuff I've seen Kels do, I didn't see nobody else do.
It's lit.
Centers weren't pulling like this to snap and pull.
Yeah.
It's hard enough pulling on it on your own, but to snap and pull at center, look at him out in space, leading the way. Boom, get one, go to the next one. You're driving people all the way down the field. Yeah,
okay, yeah.
And fat and can run fast. Yes,
facts. It is. Boy, where he got you too, kid. Your point is over with.
Mean streak you talking about, that mean is real.
It's real, bro. What Kelce has in his brain, you just need a little bit of that. And he's got the right amount. Like, he's never going to hurt the team, but he might hurt somebody else. Because he just got enough. He got enough of a mean streak, dog. I'm telling you.
It's man, he got me.
Bro.
Okay.
Kelce, like I said.
Yeah. Now, he going to come back later, and he going to be politically correct. He's going to say, hey, man, I'm sorry, man. It shouldn't have happened. Boom. But, like.
In that moment.
Y'all.
Got to have him. He's one of those guys. When he's on your team, he's your teammate.
You love him.
When you play against him, you absolutely hate him.
Okay. All right. Well, man, listen, bro. Congrats to him.
Yeah.
Like I said, I mean, I feel like, you know, again, to just changing the game, you got people looking at the position. Even, you know, I'm sitting down talking to you, King, about O-line. Like, you know the name.
Yeah.
Jason Kelce.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Sure, like, he's one of them, bro. He's one of them. So, shout out
to him. Look, man, the dopest thing, I tell you all the time, man, you want to get a job when you got a job. That man transitioned into media and the whole podcast thing seamlessly.
And doing well, too. They killing this
not,
shit.
He is not switched up. Like, when I start seeing my guys get into media, it be killing me. It be killing my spirit when I see them having to jump through hoops and tap dancing to try and, like, appeal to people.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's not going to last. You can't keep this up. But Kels is just 100% himself. The way he talks on his New Heights podcast, where, you know, like, that's who he is. You know what I'm saying? Still tune into the Raw Room first, though. But at the same time, though, he has not switched up. That's him. Yeah. Like, being outside of the press box with his shirt off, drinking a beer, screaming.
Bro, he's just being a big brother at his little brother's football game.
Yeah. That's him.
That's right.
Him.
Well, he's just being the older brother. Also, shout out to Mama Kelce, Papa Kelce, raising the great boys. I haven't seen them in a while, but happy for y'all, too, man. Jason with a great career, man. Shout out to the whole family, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they, got, they should be proud, man.
They should be. Nah, and I'm sure they are, bro. This shit, but nah, shout out to them, bro. And just moving on to like another GOAT real quick. Getting to some jokes real quick before we start talking about this combine stuff. But Tom Brady.
I heard about this.
He was out there running. You know, he was trying to see, man, shit, bro, do I still got it? That man did the 40. And not only does he still have it, he got it more now than he did before he came into the game. It's funny, bro.
He ran the 40 again?
He ran the 40 again, and he ran it faster than he ran the first time he was in college.
He ran it faster, now he's retired?
Yeah.
I believe it.
I see
he's probably
too,
lighter. He's more nimble. He's lighter. Like, yeah. I believe it. But he ain't ever... Come on, bro. He...
Yeah.
I thought it was funny, though. I thought it was funny, bro. I thought this shit was hilarious, fool. But speaking of 40... Let's talk about some real shit. Hey, have you been watching the combine stuff? Y'all too? Come on now. Not really. Yeah. Not really.
I heard about Buddy breaking
there we go.
Yeah.
There we go. Getting out of
him and then the dude, the D lineman from Florida State, outside of those.
So two. Xavier Worthy out of Texas broke the new 40-yard world record. Or shit, I guess record. I don't know their world record, but bro, what was it? 4.22?
4.21. The record was 4.22. He ran. They clocked him at 4.21.
Which attempt was this on? His first? Like, I know
his
like
second.
This
his
on his second.
He went 4.2 twice.
He went 4.25 and was like and like hesitant at the start on the first one. Cause you know the dude at the combine, the start guy, he does his job. And then some.
Yeah.
But because that's what he said. I saw an interview where he said he kind of held back on the first one, but he said he figured he got comfortable on the second one and figured he was going to do something.
Something crazy.
Crazy. But okay. I mean, that's, yeah, bro. 4.21 is.
And we know these mock drafts don't know nothing, but at the same time, he was projected at going like 32, so into the first round. Mm. You go 4.21.
Oh, he just moved
up. We was talking about, I said he's top 20 at least.
He just made himself some more money.
He's top 20 for sure. Because you got, Marvin Harrison Jr. I think he's stamped as the first one. He's got the name. He's got the production. I think he's stamped.
For sure.
They pretty much cemented him there.
For sure.
After that, the boy from LSU, nice.
Neighbors.
Yeah.
The boy from Washington, Cole.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who else was up there?
The guy from Florida State,
Florida
right?
Florida State. I knew Keon didn't run that well, though, apparently.
Okay.
So that might hurt him. I know he's not that as bro. No
Keon Cole.
I still know he can go. I know he can go.
Game,
I'm saying
he got game speed.
We're talking about what the prognosticators and these GMs gonna do. I'm saying those guys, I think him running 4.21, he could end up jumping to the third guy. Easily.
So they looking straight. I mean, at that point, you doing that, it's like, all right, we'll stop. We got to give him a shot. Bro. Almost.
I mean, that kind of speed, yeah, there's going to be some GMs that they,
yeah,
like they salivating over that.
Okay. Yes.
Like teams that need, like teams that are looking for speed.
Yeah.
Well, like teams that need team speed.
Yeah.
He made himself some more money.
Okay. All right.
That's very, very impressive.
Like if he can go, if he can track down a deep ball consistently,
yep,
a guy with that type of speed impacts winning quickly. I mean, like, we literally having this debate between Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, and Tyreek Hill.
Mm.
And all the guys, you know, at the workouts that, who would you take? And, you know, guys like, and guys like Ja'Marr because of his run after catch, guys like, you know, Jay Jett because of his routes. And he don't run the tree, he run the whole forest. Like, he do everything. Taking Tyreek. Because he's going, the second he gets on that field, the safeties are like, all right, how we doing this? Like, he impacts
yes,
the whole
yeah, everything.
And
yeah.
then now, I can have you on a jet sweep. I can fake it to you. Your linebacker's looking that way. Now I'm handing it off up the A-gap. Mm. Okay, your linebackers don't want to move. Now I'm pitching it to him. Now he's on the end.
Because you're going to have somebody up top.
You just have
with
to.
With Tyreek.
Yeah.
But even with that,
it's tough.
I'm probably going to go JJ, bro.
Yeah. The better receiver versus the better weapon is the right. argument for me.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe he's the better weapon. You know what I'm saying?
But the other two are better receivers.
I mean, JJ is hard.
I'm taking I'm taking JJ.
Dog.
I'm going with JJ.
He too clean with it.
Man.
I'm going with JJ. He can do like, he does it all.
It's like poetry, dog. Like watching him, bro, like run routes and do his deal. He's in a different category.
Who's about to be up there with him? You think?
I mean, Ja'Marr. I mean, it's a Ja'Marr, lot of them. Yeah. Ja'Marr.
Ja'Marr. BA, like Ayuk is way, like, I know people will be like, Is he ascending to that level?
Is he better than people give him credit for?
Dog, with all those weapons, B.A. still went for 13. Did he go for 1,300?
Yeah, he had 1,342 yards this year.
13 hundo.
Yeah.
Seven tugs. And he's on a team with a ton of weapons, dog. Telling you, he is Devontae Adams Jr. Like, just watch his game. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, he's got the routes. He's got the tree. Like, B.A. is an alien. Trust me. I call him the Martian.
If he gets up out of there, though, we're going to see if he ends up leaving San Fran and going somewhere else.
Yeah, they ain't going to let him out of the door.
We're going to find out. We never know. They can't pay. You know you can't pay everybody.
I know you can't pay everybody, bro.
Can't pay everybody.
Tell them, kid, you can't pay everybody.
You cannot pay everybody.
I'm just letting you know they not letting you.
They not letting them go. No, I don't think they should.
No, sir.
I don't think they should.
There's a way, you know, because Kyle's a receiver. And so, Kyle Shanahan was a receiver. I truly believe his first love when it comes to the position is receiver. Like, he talks about that junk passionately. Like, it's funny. If y'all ever seen, like, Julian Edelman, he talked about the time when he was, like, at the Super Bowl. He was at a urinal. And Kyle Shanahan, walked up to the urinal beside him and starts talking to him. He says, "Hey, tell me about that return route you ran. How'd you win on it to win the Super Bowl?" At the back, like, bro, at the urinal. He's asking
Kyle's
him about
a football guy.
Kyle's a football dude. So football
guy. That's funny.
And if you know Edelman's probably like,
"What the fuck?"
What the hell? Right. But Edelman tells him, he explained, "Oh, this is how I won. I you know, did this type of release. I kind of had my foot placement here. Boom, I win."
That's a funny.
And then sure enough, he has a chance to win the Super Bowl. And what's he called to Juwan Jennings? He calls that return route.
He called a return route.
Like, I'll tell you, and Kyle's playing.
That's crazy, bro.
They missed the block on the play.
They just missed the block on the play. Now,
it was a return route.
Now, if somebody told me, like, "Jordan, do you really think that he was thinking about that long?
For sure.
Have you ever gotten that situation?"
For sure.
1,000%.
For sure.
That dude, I got this.
He was like, "If I got a chance to win the Super Bowl
and
I'm on the 3-yard line, I'm running the return. Because they're going to be answering, they're going to be trying to jump the slant. Who jumped the slant to win the Super Bowl once? Malcolm Butler.
So they're going to be answering. Seahawks,
he loves the receiver position. So when you talk about a guy like Brandon Ayuk who can run the routes, like I'm telling you, it will be so, because you're not going to, it's hard to find another guy like that.
Right? Mm.
It's hard. Like, we had Dante Pettis, who I love. That's my guy. Mm. And Dante coming out, he had great routes when he was at Washington, but transitioning that over to winning consistently in the NFL
it's a whole different.
So when a guy's making that type of production, he's gotten better every single year, right? Yeah, 700, 800, 1,000, 13. That's what you want.
Especially with the, like you said, with the other weapons that surround him. Like,
yeah. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a year. He was first team all pro, huh?
He was second team all pro.
But he did make all pro team?
Yeah. I don't. I think
that consistent growth of a 4-year span is
with the
crazy.
And the salary cap just went up, and you got to remember they still got Brock on that rookie deal. So I think they can pay him. I think there's a way that they could. But regardless, I don't know what's going to happen over there. But I'm telling you, just in my heart of hearts, I would not bet that they would let him go. Like, think about it. Everybody thought Mike was going to go. Like, before the season, they was like, "Oh, Mike Evans. He's
you see what he just got?
Yeah.
You know, but
he got paid.
At that type of production,
he got paid. Yeah.
He's getting paid, man.
Yeah.
People aren't letting receivers walk no more.
You're not letting him leave. You're not letting him leave.
But how many receivers on the open market right now? Think about it. How many? They're not letting him leave. No. Are the Indianapolis Colts really about to let Michael Pittman leave?
Can't do it.
No.
Not with a young quarterback. You have a rookie quarterback.
Yeah. Okay, so he's there. T. Higgins just got what?
Franchise.
It's going to be probably Calvin Ridley out there on the island by himself. Me and Kevin Byard was just talking about this. It was like, those dudes, like receivers now, quarterbacks, great old linemen, they're not hitting the market no more.
Yeah.
Running backs.
You got one.
Well, no, Dallas about to cut one loose. Tyron Smith.
Really? Man, he long in the tooth, though.
Hey, man, it don't matter.
Somebody, I know. Trust me, ain't no slight. I'm just saying that might have been a situation.
And it don't matter.
They let it run its course.
That's fine. He won't be out of a job long.
Oh, he going to get paid. But
he won't be out of a job long.
But think about it, though.
He won't be out of a job long.
But think about it, though. That's my point, though, is if he hits the market, every other great old line is locked up. Yeah. So now he's about to get.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody else to pay.
He about to spank somebody.
This is what we're going to do.
On me.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Okay.
Hey, listen. Okay. If I'm him, it's one place in mind that, they, you know, young quarterback, you know, they got a left tackle that's been kind of out too.
KC?
No.
Houston.
Green Bay?
But they got a young cool QB.
Jordan Love. Bakhtiari, you know, his back been cut. You know, he ain't been healthy either. Might not be a bad spot. Young quarterback, young offensive coordinator. You know, pass. You know, he's a great all-around lineman. Like I said, stay healthy. I mean, playing that cold ain't going to help, but that's just, you know, situation-wise, they looking for offensive linemen.
Mm. And he the first one on the field, too, game day.
Oh, yeah.
Getting his body right, moving around.
First of all, he ain't built like an offensive lineman when you look at him.
No.
He's 315 pounds, but he looks like a tight end.
Yeah. Mm. Long limbs.
Yeah.
Like you they said, do. Yeah.
That's a big motherfucker, bro.
Yeah. That crazy bounce. Like when you see JP Peters, Jason Peters.
You can tell he's
an O-lineman. Yeah. I mean, he looked like that fridge over there. You know what I'm saying? He just big. Stout. He's legs big like this dog. Like,
he's just big. He's an athlete.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, damn.
Yeah, if you didn't know who he was, you saw him in the street. You're like, damn, that's just a big ass nigga. It's a big swole. That's a big swole ass. I don't know what he does, but that's just a big swole ass. That's just a big swole ass nigga. For real. Like, for real. Like, damn, he gotta be security. He gotta be security for somebody. He gotta be a security guard for somebody.
Hell, come on.
Hell yeah. Hey, nobody fucking with him said, nah, I'm cool.
Bro, what do people say when they see you out, bro?
I'm cool.
It's same.
Everything.
I'm cool. I ain't trying to mess with him.
How tall? I mean, I still get how tall are you, like at least 8 to 10 times.
Yeah.
It's just part of it.
It's part of it.
The stare downs. What the funny thing to me is, if I'm walking by somebody, you know, I got real good peripheral vision.
Yeah.
So I can be walking by somebody and they turn around and try to be all. So I'll stop and turn around and just look at them. I won't say that, but I kind of catch them mid, and they
straight. What are you doing?
I don't say that, and I just stop and turn and look.
Dog.
And then I laugh about it, but that's like when I started doing that. That's just, man, you know, I keep it fun. Like being this big for this long, like now I try to find ways. But now if I see somebody
you
doing
can't be that,
that
big angry.
No, but
you can't be that big and angry.
You gotta laugh stuff off.
Right. And so that's what I do. So like I'll turn around and look.
It's real.
And I'll just kinda stare at first. Yep. And they kinda freak out. Then I was like, I'm just joking. I start laughing. Witch. Yeah. But I see that all the time. Like I'll walk by somebody, they'll be walking the other way, and they'll turn around and look, or they'll try to walk like they big and like, you know, try to
I'll pick your ass up.
Yeah. It's always fun to mess with them. But yeah, I do. I try to keep it fun. Like it ain't.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing, at this point for me, ain't nothing to be mad about no more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what's up, bro.
Everybody, the thing that's always killed me is when somebody's like a big dude, he's nice. Like, oh, he's such a gentle giant. I'm like, where the ones that's not gentle? Like,
all of them gentle. They gotta be their point. He's like, bro, listen.
Because we gotta live.
Come on. Yeah, exactly, bro. Right. Like,
you gotta. You gotta be. He's like, bro, listen.
Come on, you want friends.
I'm afraid.
I don't want to be out here
afraid.
Like, I'm gonna be angry. Like, no, bro. Like, nah.
Yeah, we're not about to live like
most
that,
of us. Most of us are nice guys. It's
most of us are nice guys.
Why do so many
funny
dudes that's so large like small women? This might not be your situation, but I'm just like, why
small?
Like, y'all, can't you like,
dog, you know what I'm saying? Like, I done seen women. So many guys. It's like 6'6" plus girl 5'4".
No,
I
ain't
bro.
Doing that.
Yeah, I'm like, nah. You don't see that too much now. Do you see that?
I've seen it.
It happens.
Yes,
it happens a lot.
I've seen it enough to ask you about one of them. Yeah,
I guess
I can't. No, that's
maybe like
5'9". 5'9", 5'10", and up.
Okay.
Maybe like a girl that size make them feel more gentle, though. You know what I'm saying?
Like 6 foot, 5'11",
like if you real big, like, oh, like, let me, I want to be able to be tender. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So something small, you'll be more gentle with. Kind of like having like a small dog. Like have like a little chihuahua, like you big and shit. Think about it, Ken. Like, it, like, you know, it's like you got like a little chihuahua.
Did you just compare a girl to a
dog? No. I didn't.
Oh, sweet.
I am making a comparison with the gentleness is what I'm saying.
I understand.
That's all I'm saying.
It does happen a lot.
You put them on me, bro. Don't y'all be in my DM.
I'm not for me because, I think all my kids, they all.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Plus, I'm a procreate, so I'm trying to.
I'm trying to.
Somebody's got to keep this big lineage going.
Big facts.
I'll be like,
what kind of
jazz? I'll see a big dude. I'll see a big dude.
It's real,
dude.
Though.
You got to pass it down, bro. That's why I exist. Yes. My daddy was 6'9". My mom was like 6'1". They both were engineers in college.
Damn.
They knew what they were doing.
That makes sense. I'm a product of it.
So,
yeah,
you got. Of course, I did the same, you know.
You got a right to do that. You got a right to do that.
Bro, when I see a big, like, dude, like, just, you know, athletic with some small, unathletic girl, I'm like, jacked.
He said, you jacked it. They did selfish when you think about it.
You said selfish, bro.
They did selfish when you think about it.
You know what's funny is,
did your kids wrong?
My sister's husband is shorter than her. Shout out to Teddy. He's gonna be mad.
But Teddy can be 6'3". But listen though,
But he was the point guard for the practice squad that they practiced against when she was at Kentucky.
He ran the point, so she was kicking his ass in
practice, and he fell in love.
That's real, bro.
He's gonna be so mad, but
that is funny.
The first time,
that's real though.
Like, Teddy is real as hell.
Yeah, Teddy's a real one. So when I first met him, like, you know, this season went into Philly, and I would drive when I was driving back home. We stopped in Lexington to watch her play. So we're at one of her games, and so it's like the day before the game. So we're out, whatever. And so like they're kind of walking, and she just grabs him and picks him up and puts him on her back and just starts carrying him.
Oh,
like
bro.
For fun.
Now see,
bro,
you should have come straight into until you told that.
Yeah, you should have let but her that tell that story.
That was my one of my first times interacting with him. So,
bro, okay, all right.
I still got respect for Teddy.
Bro, that's that sounds pretty dope.
Love,
if, like
bro.
you hoop with somebody,
listen, bro. We love Teddy, bro. Teddy's
that's
a man.
What's up, man.
Teddy's
that's
a man, but it's just being an older brother. First time, you know, when your first time encountering, you know, your sister's boyfriend, and she just. Yeah. Pick him up and put him on his start kicking him.
Dang.
That's funny, bro.
But that's what we used to do to her when she would, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like me and my, like, we got a brother that's in between us. She's the youngest. So that's just, she grew up with two older brothers that were big and physical because my younger brother's like 6'4". So.
Yeah, bro.
We just big. And so she was our little crash test dummy. So just playing around like that, that's what she knew. Yeah, so that's why playing basketball for her wasn't.
It wasn't that easy.
Like, yeah, she was out there.
I know when she started flirting with Teddy, she was probably like, "You so funny."
Hell
like,
oh,
yeah. There's no telling she was dogging him in practice. Because he was on the practice squad. You know, they practiced against a guy's team.
Yeah, exactly.
He ran the point. So I know she was. I know that's why I fell in love because she was.
Bro, I got a theory. I'm like, man, once you realize you got any type of athletic like prowess, like, okay, like. Let's just be honest. We ain't passing down a ton yet. We starting to build more infrastructure in our community. Like,
okay.
We pass it. But if you ain't going to pass down millions to your kids in land and real estate.
Genetics.
Give them some hamstrings, dog.
Man.
Give them some glutes.
You think dudes think like that?
They need to.
They not, though.
I'm trying to tell you,
that's not how they think.
What I'm saying. But us being around athletes, like,
come on,
like we was at.
But, bro.
I still love my wife. I love you.
But she's athletic, though.
Come on, first of all.
Go ahead.
Yo, you talking about your wife?
Come on, man. Not mad when I say that, dog. I went to, when she got to Vanderbilt, she was on the soccer team, and she walked into the cafeteria.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, Lord Jesus. Okay. I looked out, like, just like I'm looking at y'all, I look at my boys and don't any of y'all think about it.
It's over with.
That's me.
You called dibs.
So right then, I said, hold on, buddy. I got a scout though, because sometimes she can look like Tarzan, play like Jay. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So
let me back to the game.
I was scouting.
That's real.
Shayna scored, I think her second year, she scored 16 goals in 18 games. Yep. It was something like that. Or it was 18 goals in 16 games. Mm. She played two seasons at Vanderbilt. She almost broke Vanderbilt's all-time scoring record.
Oh, yeah. So you was
athlete.
Left and went to Florida State. They had never won a national championship. She got there the first, won the national championship.
Oh, she was
and was MVP of the tournament.
Oh, okay. She pulled a Cam.
What? Newton.
Yeah.
Cam Newton.
Show up, ball out, Heisman.
I can go on about her great attributes. Like I said, my baby know I love her. But at the same time, though, when you see that, it's like, yo, now my kids, I got three boys. Yeah. All of them nice. All of them.
Athletes.
Yeah. Now, they can.
It's real, though. But, yo, bro, most people don't think like that, though. Like,
Chad, like Chad Johnson, Ocho say it all
Ocho
the time.
Ocho say it all the time.
He says all the time. But if you ain't athletic, I can't get with you.
Come on. I'm playing 3D chess.
He been saying that.
Yeah, that's real. Men still think like that because, to your point, you are passing the seed down. And like, you want that seed to flourish.
Come on, bro.
To be the best.
If you're an athlete, you know, it's kind of, I feel like it's just in you. Like, if you athlete, you attracted to other, right?
You should be.
Right.
Yeah, you should be.
I feel like for me, like, yeah, like, that's what, of course, why wouldn't we want to procreate with that? Like, I do what I do.
Yeah, yeah.
She's doing that. Like,
or like, at the least, like, my brother, like, his, now, even though the Scrabble champion got dethroned by you, my sister-in-law was still valedictorian. Like, she's a genius, bro. Like, she... Like, I don't even think people are reading books like that no more. She reads books all the time.
Big facts.
Her email is like bookworm 80 something. Like, it's like she is a genius, and my brother is like an engineer.
Yep.
So when they have children, that kid, like, at least do something. Like, don't go marry the IG model. Like,
now you're right, bro. Listen, that's real.
Listen, for other things, not appropriating with.
Listen, bro. Like,
all that's fake anyway.
It is. Exactly. Like, it's my wife, the exact same thing. Like, I didn't know what career development really was. Yeah. She said, you know what? I can help you get the bag, young man. It was that type of a thing. Exactly. It was like, yo, I'm going to enhance your life.
Could you, bro?
I'm going to show you things.
A woman saying that is
different. It's like, oh, well, okay, well, shit. Let me know.
You didn't pull her sweet, she pulled you.
Got me. She said,
you didn't pull her sweet. She got
you. Bust the fuck out. I'm going to show you what to do. It's a beautiful thing, bro.
Meanwhile, the other girl was telling you, can you text me back? She hit your phone like, I will get you to the bag.
That's what? What? Anyways, man, that's funny, bro. I love y'all talking about these women. That's like, that's something we ain't never talked about before. This shit amazing.
Listen, we just did God's work. That was God's work. Come on,
God's work, bro. Don't push your shit and just, bro, listen. Value yourself.
Come on,
value yourself. Listen, value yourself, young man. What y'all think about this real quick, bro?
What's up?
Still on football. It's been planned.
Player safety.
NFL plans for
we care about player safety.
Game regular season. It says is coming. I don't know if it's like official or not. Do you think this is about to happen?
Yep.
Like,
yeah, it's gonna happen.
Because they're gonna make so much more money. But player safety, right? We care so much about player safety. Yeah, we care so much. We're gonna add two more games to the regular season.
Do you think they would have to increase the roster size?
They already did. I think they need to do it again. If it's gonna be 18, they need to do it again.
Well, they increased the practice squad size.
I thought they increased
it's still a 52 man
the 53. Man, I thought the 53 went from 53 to 60. I thought they increased the.
Please show me that.
I thought that's what it was. I could be wrong.
No, it's still 53.
It's still 53. Okay. They did increase practice squad. My bad, bro.
You got me excited, dog. I said, oh, I gotta get back to training, dog.
I thought that's what it was.
Okay, dude.
I thought that's what it was.
But, yeah. But
I thought
honestly,
it went to 60.
Though,
that's my fault.
But like,
but you might have spoke something because that if you're gonna have 18 games in a regular season, you have to increase.
You have to.
You need to, because now what's gonna happen is you're going to need more mercenaries. And that's what expanding the practice squads have done is you have six slots for just vet guys. All those guys are most of the time are you're here to do a couple plays in practice. Mm. But the second somebody goes down, you already know our system. You already in the building. We know you're in shape. Plug and play. Mm. That's why the whole elevating guys, they started doing that during COVID. And they was like, hold on, we actually kind of like this. Yep. Okay, so the same way COVID made a shift in how they looked at practice squad, how they did things, then the same way how the 49ers had the injury to Purdy and all the quarterbacks, and that changed. Okay, now you have a third quarterback that doesn't count against you.
Yeah.
If they go to 18 games,
they're going to have to.
Okay.
1,000%.
Okay.
1,000%.
Because their bodies aren't like, first of all, they don't practice enough in the preseason training camp to be ready for 16 games anymore anyway. When they cut training camp like that, your body's not ready. So that's why injuries, concussions might be down by numbers wise, but you got to prepare to play. Like, you got to get your body ready to play 16 straight.
Yeah.
And now they're talking about going to 18, but you done cut camp in less than half? Like, so you expect guys to hit less, to play actual less football before the season starts, but then make it a whole season doing that without getting hurt. It's not.
Because the game's not going to change.
Right. But they're going to have to. It's 18 games is coming because they're going to make more money.
Yeah.
Streaming. Like, and now they started streaming. Everything. Now they done streamed a playoff game. Be ready.
Bro, they streamed a playoff game. I knew that was crazy. That was wild,
down
bro.
The road, playoffs is going to all be streamed.
It's going to be wild, forward, bro.
Playoffs of the Super Bowl is going to be streamed. Watch.
Networks are changing, though. Networks are changing. I mean, that's what they're doing.
The whole playoffs, the only way you're going to be able to watch is to stream it eventually for NFL. Watch. It's coming. It might not be next year. Bro. It might not be in the next 3 years. But I promise you, it's going to get to a point to where the whole postseason, NFL postseason, is all streaming.
That's almost un-American, to be honest. That is un-American. It is,
how much
bro.
More American? Think it's about capitalism.
That is.
How much more capitalism can you be? It's America.
Man. But like, it's crazy. But like I said, remember I told you when the Atlanta playoff game, I had uncles and stuff, like folk calling, like, yo, like, just get the fucking game on. Like, where the game at? The game you normally on Channel 4, today it ain't on Channel 4. Right. Somebody fix this shit for
Help,
bro. Yeah, like, there's a lot of people out there like this still. They're not, what? That's cool. That's wild. But anyways. Almighty. Well,
they keep bringing in billions in. Yeah. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. And, you know, like you said, in the preseason, shrinking down to two games, like all this stuff is interesting, right? Because I'm going back to things that even like coaches have said. So, like, when you get to, because remember they used to have two cuts, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just one D-Day. It was like, okay, cut the roster here.
Second cut.
You have another cut.
And then it used to be three.
Then it was two, and now it's one big cut. Now,
now it's one? They take 90 all the way through camp.
That's how it is on
90 all the way through camp. And they have one big cut day. But here's
Hard Knocks taught me that shit.
Right,
it's right. It is. On like Hard Knocks, there's only one cut day now. That's
I
right.
I watch Hard Knocks.
But see, see the play. See the play, though. If you're a coach, right. Now you know I got 90 guys that I can 100% get to know my system down pat. So then once I have to cut it down, after you get done practice squad, all that stuff, I think there's like 60 guys left. So 30 guys are on the street now. But those 30 guys know your system.
They know your shit.
Kyle, I remember times when we would, after cuts, Kyle Shanahan would literally like say, guys, like before the cut day, trust me, you're still a part of this team. No team stays healthy at that 53-man roster spot the entire way.
Yep.
So you will be the first people we call back based off. So
if you don't get picked up by somebody else.
If you don't get picked up by somebody else. But the thing is, though, it's like that way, since that person, like now their camp ain't getting cut short.
Right.
So if you get a full interview with that team. So if you make it through a camp, a full camp, man, you might as well just sit back and chill. 18-game season, you get called back.
Yeah.
You get called back.
It makes
sense. If you can.
Because, it was cut. When it was three cuts, it was like, first two weeks of camp.
You might not see him no more.
Yeah.
I know that from being an offensive lineman, because you go from being in the room, if you go from taking a few reps to now, like,
I'm out here.
I'm twos and threes, both left and like.
Right.
I'm here, so that's ruthless. Not for long. That ruthless part of it, but I didn't know that they stay 90. I mean, it makes sense. Like you said, being able to have the guy for a full, everything. get a full. But preseason only being two games now though. Like that's you got to get it. You got to get it in camp now. You got to grind in camp now. Camp has to be as limited days and pads are limited. If you ain't. That's why Andy, like the Chiefs, like Andy's camps are tough. Yeah. Mm. That's why the Chiefs every year, like that's what he's known for, is having tough training camp. But he gets your body ready for the season. And now there's only two preseason games, then padded days and camp.
Padded days camp.
You got to get to it.
I want to ask, do you think those, how like y'all are practicing against like another team during preseason?
Gold.
You think like those?
I hate gold.
But it's gold.
But like now though, you only got two preseason games.
It's gold.
That's this what team, I'm saying. They're doing it with two different teams now.
They are doing it twice.
That's like I hated it, but agreeing with him, that's probably better than a preseason game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those periods, those team periods you get versus not even just team periods, but those days you get. Because it'll be those practices, those joint practices, the ones that the media is not allowed to come to.
They be balling.
That's games. More physical than game. Like it's worse than game. It's worse than game day.
That's what I was asking.
Because the refs are there.
Yeah.
But who cares about getting the flag thrown during training? Yeah. But no, them 2-3 days you give the other team, like them days, there's gonna be a media day.
So, yeah. Bro, that was one of the things why you wanted to watch Hard Knocks, to be honest. Like people tuning in to Hard Knocks, all right. Like
joint practice,
That's going viral. Like you see folks jacking and fighting, they have to fight for their job at that point, and it's busy out there.
Like that's odd. Like man. When you do joint practices, like hurry up and get me to the preseason game, because in practices, brutal.
Mm.
Okay,
brutal.
I'm saying,
but that's the competition. Yeah. But that's how you got it. That's what I mean. Like you got to get it. That's will get you ready for the season.
Focus on paints. He said, but like, you said it's gold, though. Like,
it's
you,
gold. It is. It's gold. And like I said, though, if you know you're only going to get two preseason games, then it really is the ultimate interview with that one team you're with. Because like I said, because once you, if you don't make that final 53, man, who's all gotten to see you? Really that team, because preseason games, one of the preseason games you're playing the starters for like three quarters. It's really like five quarters at most where they're going to get down to the twos, the threes.
Well, usually the fourth game.
But I'm saying if they go to two.
If they go to two games.
If they go to two games.
Oh, yeah, starters probably won't even play preseason.
You don't even think starters will play.
Some will.
I mean, they have been playing. They have been playing.
Some will, but it'll be some to get to the point to where they won't. Like, a lot probably with the first one, they'll start, I'll tell you what it is, they'll start playing longer in the first one. You know, normally first preseason game starters, you usually go one drive,
one series,
you out of there. Now they might go two, you know, maybe a quarter, maybe a full quarter in the first preseason game now, versus just literally being, because I remember being one, like, as a starter, first preseason game, you go out there, go five, six plays, go score, you chill.
Let me run a situation by you. You go out here, you draft, what's the boy from LSU? Jaden Daniels.
He's playing all preseason.
He going to play the whole preseason.
He's playing all preseason.
If you only got two games.
He's playing all preseason.
You going to put him out there, right? Now, is he going to go out there with the number two, the 2-0 line? No. You going to put the number one O line out there.
He might not have a choice.
Well, I'm saying, you going to put the ones out there with him because you got to protect him.
You're going to start with the ones.
He's only going to take preseason snaps with the one if he's your starter.
He's not, what he's saying if he's playing, whenever he's on the field, all your ones got to be out there.
Your one's going to be out there.
He not out there with two.
So he go out there and he have a drive stall, three and out. He going back out. That's what I'm saying. So now.
He going back out there. Say, hold on now. You got to score.
So my question is, if they only have two preseason games, this is what I could also see happening, is earlier in camp, you might start seeing joint practices without a game to end it.
Yes.
Because most of the time you have joint practice because you're leading up to a preseason game
only
against
two
that
preseason
team.
Games,
yeah. They might just say, you know what?
Ooh, that's going to be even worse. Ain't no preseason game, so you just practicing.
You're just practicing. So you know, but even more so, if you go out there and you shine, then it's like, hey.
Damn.
They're going to figure out a way. Best believe.
Because you out there, right? If you know there's no preseason game coming up, even with a preseason game, it gets feisty.
Yeah.
Like, you get to it.
Okay.
Not having a preseason game, you just out there practicing, oh, it's going to get bad, bro. You tired? Because you're going to be tired. You hurting. Like, it's...
Yeah.
You're going to get... We ain't got no game coming up, so we really got to be out here and get to it. Yeah, buddy.
Okay.
But again, that's what gets you ready for the season.
Yeah. Where is he projected to go? It was the Patriots one. I know this is just projection, but I want to say...
JD?
JD. When I saw like some mock shit. Like,
somebody gonna take him.
Oh yeah, for sure. Hell yeah. You gotta take him. All right, what was the gift, Faye? Why are you looking at it? Where is he projected to go?
He was projected in the according to CBS draft here, there's listed at number two going to Washington.
Okay. They think May falling. The boy from North Carolina.
Is that McCarthy? The kid from Michigan? Going that early?
Yes.
Of course, and look
what it is. They got him at number three right now.
Yep.
Who they got to the Chargers? Brock, tight end. Oh, you're right.
Yep.
They ain't gonna go all
right tackle to match up with, because you know you got Rashawn at left, Slater at left. So I mean, is that the kid from Washington?
He's from Oregon State.
Oh, that's the Oregon State. Oh yeah, yeah. He's gonna be he's right tackle. Yeah, he's gonna be a right tackle for it. Yeah,
okay,
dog. Yeah, went to the Senior Bowl, balled out. No gloves.
I love it.
And this is a mock draft that's got mock trades in it and shit.
That's what makes sense for you. Is what you're saying. But to your point, you know, hey, we don't say it a couple of times in the pod anyway. Fuck the mock drafts.
Yeah,
I've said it a few times.
Yeah, the 18 rev season game is gonna happen. They were talking about that back in 2016 when I was still playing. So it's going to happen.
Okay.
Well, speaking of when they're talking about it, this is actually for the 2030 CBA agreement is when they'll be able to talk
for
about
the next
this.
One.
Yeah. So in about six years.
Because it's every 10 years. They redo it every decade.
Okay.
CBA is every 10 years.
Okay. All right.
Any more football we need to get to, gentlemen? I think we footballed out, yo. Well, we can go ahead and start talking about some greatness real quick. The GOAT.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
Bro, listen.
Whoa.
We're not doing this without Jason. Yeah,
today.
We can't
but
do without
stop that.
He said, we're not going to do this, but stop that.
great player. All right. He's a great player.
Okay.
Generational player.
We're not going to do that right now, Ken.
Take that other word off of it.
40,000 points, bro.
Great longevity record.
40,000 points, man. Shout out it's to King James, record. Bro.
He's Moss, Jerry, Jordan is Rice. In my mind, it's the same comparison.
Moss and Rice?
Moss is LeBron. Greatest freak to ever touch a basketball.
That's a great cup. That is a.
But the best player, the best person to do it, Jerry Rice, okay. Michael Jordan.
I like that.
That's the way I see it.
I like that comparison.
So then, it's your cup of tea. Who would you take? Like, whenever we have these debates on who's the best, I simply go to, okay, well, who would you take if you could start a franchise right now? Are you taking LeBron James or are you taking Michael Jordan?
I'm taking Kobe Bryant over LeBron.
But you saw that Cleveland team, though. Come on now. I feel like that's one thing, like, you have to put into this equation. You saw that Cleveland team that he took by himself.
Look up how many All-Stars Michael Jordan played with and how many All-Stars that LeBron played with.
That's not
just
a good argument.
You talking about the team. No, I'm just saying.
Bro, that's not a good argument.
How not?
Listen to what I'm saying. Jordan had the same damn nerds. He did. Is that right or wrong?
Shit's
different now, bro.
How many All-Stars Mike Jordan played with
and
how many LeBron played with?
Michael Jordan stayed with the same team. I get your point, but he stayed with the same team, which does not that's not LeBron's fault. The Chicago Bulls owner, they did a fabulous job putting together a great team.
J-Matt.
Oh, okay.
What does
bad.
That say?
My bad. You said played against. You said
played with.
You said with. You said with. Because
you're talking about
team.
This right. The team in Cleveland.
You said played against. That's the against
no,
list.
No, I said played with.
With, right.
Yes, that's the with list.
Oh, okay. I got you.
That's the with list.
I got what you're saying. But but my point is he stayed with the same team, though. That's my point. That's my only disagreement. He stayed with the same squad.
But the argument people talk about him, LeBron taking that terrible Cleveland team.
But bro, hold tight. We're not gonna say that those Bulls teams were terrible. We're not saying that. Those Bulls teams were not terrible at all.
Who said they were not?
You did. You basically just said that they were a terrible team.
No, I did not. I'm talking about LeBron playing with more All-Stars than Mike did. I didn't say the Bulls were a terrible team. I just said that's more All-Star guys that made All-Star teams that LeBron played with, that Mike played with.
I understand. I'm agreeing with
that's what I'm saying. I never said no team was terrible. I didn't say the Bulls were terrible.
I guess.
I didn't say the Cavs were terrible.
I guess we're
the
saying
the
same
thing.
The
only point I was
though.
Making was LeBron played with more guys that made All-Star teams than Michael Jordan did.
I understand
that's all
that,
I was saying.
But that's not LeBron's fault is what I'm saying. Jordan stayed with the same team. That's all I was saying.
I'm not saying it's anybody's fault.
It's not a knock. It's not a knock.
I'm just stating facts.
Can I ask this?
I am too.
Can I ask this? What's more impressive though? The longevity thing? Because if we want to take a step from ring.
That's very impressive.
Is the longevity stat or how many seasons you played all 82 games? Pull up that graph.
Ooh, that's another.
Because everybody wants to talk about the longevity. And the toughness, and let's go to some arbitrary things to see who's better, who impacts winning more. There's a graph about all the guys who played 82 full games. And I want to say Michael Jordan did it for 9 seasons. I want to say he had 9 seasons.
Yeah, something
like that. And I want to say LeBron might have had 2.
One, I think. One, maybe 2.
That's tough.
So when we talk longevity, too, it's like, man. To me, that's just as
impressive.
If not more. A little more impressive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, for him to still be doing what he's doing at his age now, it's like.
It's still impressive.
It's still impressive. It's wild. It's crazy.
I got you.
Yeah. And again, let me not. I'm not. And like I said, I'm not knocking LeBron. Obviously, right. Like I said, generational, you know, one of the best to ever play the game, obviously.
Yes.
But just Mike was just better. That's all. Jordan is the GOAT.
I'm with him. I've seen it.
So just scroll that.
I've seen it.
Scroll that down. Okay.
Games played. 79, 75.
82, one time.
60. Yeah, you're right.
82,
right there again. What was that? The 17-18 season. No, listen, okay. You're right. I've seen this before. You're right. I'm okay. Now you have no argument with there.
Now go to Jordan.
Yeah.
This is about to blow your mind.
I've seen this joint. He was out there for sure.
Bro, 100%. He was out
there. He was out there. He was out there.
Okay, here we go.
82.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then he had 80 games 1 year.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
81 a year.
And 81. Like, come on, bro. That to me is more impressive.
Big fan.
It's more impressive to me. Okay. And to be honest, everybody says like perception is reality. I truly believe this. If the year when LeBron first went to the Heat.
Okay.
I feel like them losing that series to the Mavericks and Dirk truly impacted in the minds of people him not being able to surpass Jordan. Like the way, think about how quickly people are already ready to cement Patrick Mahomes over Tom Brady, because even without the same amount of rings, you can just look at it and say, no, I would take that over Tom. LeBron is not going to get that same grace because of that finals loss. Mm. I'm telling you, because it's like, so you finally got the team that you wanted and you lost to one dude who had a nice step back?
Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five.
Yeah, one.
What? Not six.
Yeah. Because, bro, if he wins that one and he's sitting with five rings, because I'm going to be honest, the redemption year was when they was down 3-1. He was with Cleveland.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That was the single most impressive thing. That almost counted as two rings for him in people's minds, because you got to win the people's minds, honestly, when you're talking about debates. They can't go out there on the court and play. So this is all about perception, all about opinion. Mm. Them losing to the Mavericks, I'm telling you.
That hurt him.
It hurt him. Mm. And people cannot get over that. So then it was like, unless he gets seven rings, they're never going to put him over Jordan in their minds. That's the only battlefield. That's the only court they play on
in
people's minds. He's got to get seven. I don't think he's going to touch seven. I don't care how many points he puts up. It won't happen.
He still got to get five. To me, he got to get five to catch Kobe.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, listen. My debate has always been that, to me, you got to take, at the end of the day, you got to look at the wins. You got to look at the wins. I mean, I'm with you there. Like, Jordan did it, went six times and never lost it. Never lost it. Went six times and never lost it. So
But if LeBron won that, If LeBron would, because he lost two with the Miami Heat.
If they won,
he lost one time with the Spurs, but I'm telling you, that one is detrimental because they said Dwayne was starting to get old. He was like, okay.
But that partial to your point, like Bosch, you had to score.
Like he was supposed to be moving. They was like, wait, LeBron's got out here on his own again.
Yeah.
The first one, all them boys in their prime, all them boys is fresh. Dirk. They lost to Dirk. If he wins that one,
Dirk, step back.
With a step back.
I'm a Dirk fan, bro. I love it. 7-1, shooting from up here, falling backwards.
I love Dirk.
Ain't nothing you can do, bro. Ain't nothing you can do.
Ain't a damn thing you can do, bro.
But yeah, but I feel like you said, I agree with you that. That one, that hurt. That hurt his legacy the most.
It was
losing that one.
Hurt
like, because that's an old, slow Mavericks team.
Come on.
Yeah.
Jason Terry.
Yeah.
Like, that's an old.
It was that squad. Yeah.
And Dirk out there just, you know, Dirk was like the first Joker, Jokic. Like, just long and.
And they were up 2-0.
That part.
Bro, if he has lost, that
Didn't they lose four in a row, too? Like, they went from being up 2-0 and then got swept. Yeah.
I'm telling you, if they win that one and he has
Shout
five.
Shout out to Sean Merriam, Clarksville, Tennessee.
Well, there's no telling. If they win that one, there's no telling how many they actually win in Miami.
Because,
you know, one that, like, right. I think if they won that first one, I can see them three-peating.
They would have three-peated. And people would have actually had, they would have said, man, forget that one extra ring. They would start saying, I think LeBron is a bigger physical specimen, and I think he impacts winning more immediately than Jordan. They would make that argument. You can't say that with that body of work. I'm going to say, man, Michael Jordan impacts winning at a higher level. LeBron can be right here, But that's all it takes when you're talking about the GOATs.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
It's that much.
Right.
And man, right there, y'all just mic dropped the GOAT conversation twice and we said we weren't going to do it. But it's cool, though.
I know.
Hey, real quick.
Just a quick fact check.
That NBA Finals series with the Mavs and the Heat, the Heat actually went up 2-1.
Okay,
and then
2-1.
Lost 3 in a row.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't for, okay.
I love the fact
appreciate
check.
Appreciate
so you,
Faye.
Came back, bro.
Get that.
Appreciate your fade.
Man, bro.
But to give LeBron his flowers, man. That 3-1 comeback. The 3-1 comeback. I was so happy to see that.
Yeah. We all were. That was one of the moments.
I even think
I feel like just as like, damn, bro, because
it was impressive.
I feel like that year people were saying, like, LeBron, you can't lose to this. I feel like there are a lot of people
He could lose to them. It was the Golden State Warriors.
Right.
And the team he did it against, too.
Like, 72-win squad.
Yeah. But well, 73-19.
Yes.
Like 73 that, wins.
Yeah. I understand that, but listen.
Like, that's what, to me, that's what made it so impressive, who we did it against.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That team, like.
So, but he had to do that, though.
The same way the Dirk series messed him up.
This helped.
That one saved him.
Yes. That kept him in the conversation.
Oh my gosh. I can't tell you how much that keeps him.
That keeps him in the conversation.
Yeah. Dog. Because with he even having the block too, chase down block.
Crazy.
That was iconic.
Yeah.
Crazy. Like,
you know.
He got moments, bro.
Come on.
He got moments.
And
bro.
I think too, man, he's a billionaire. He's gonna be rich forever. He's got a beautiful family. He got nothing. Like, he's gonna leave the game so with everything in most people's minds. But dudes like him need something else that helps them be at peace with walking away. For him, he talks about, okay, I want to play with my son. That could help him have the peace that he needs to finally walk away. I mean, can you know this for a fact? When dudes don't have that closure, they don't have something to ground them as they move on, they go crazy.
It's tough.
Him possibly playing with his son is one thing, but I truly believe him bringing a championship back to Cleveland when they was down 3-1, like that.
That did
in his
it,
to himself.
That was
he's
that
like,
was
man, I'm the king. I'm good. Y'all can. Yeah.
Well, he said he called himself the greatest player of all time. After that, said that on the shot. Yeah. I've never heard anybody else say that about themselves. That's another reason why, for me, you don't call yourself the GOAT. Yeah. If you're really the GOAT, you don't got to tell. You don't got to say it. So
I see what you're saying.
But not saying he's not a great. Obviously, not saying he's not one of the greatest to ever play the game. One of the top, obviously top two, if he's in the GOAT conversation, 2 or 3 players that ever played a game of basketball.
Yeah.
Right,
it's impressive,
that's a, right, that's clear.
It's impressive, man. Yeah.
He don't want to, though. But that's why I said, though, to me,
he got to find something
it's
to ground.
Very equivalent to when people argue Jerry Rice and Randy Moss to me.
It's your preference.
Because it's going to be your preference. Do you want the freak of nature that the second he steps on the field, you're just like, oh my gosh. Or do I want the dude that is just like, just undisputed, day in, day out, rep in, rep out. If I put what Jerry Rice has, if I could put what Jerry Rice has in a dude that's 5'2", and he'd still be a better receiver. I could put in any, like what, the way he runs routes, the way he thinks of the game, the way he understands like how to work out in the offseason, everything about Jerry Rice's process, I could put it in anybody. I could put it at a dude that work at Kinko's and he'd be better at his job. See what I'm saying? Randy Moss is a freak of nature. I think during the Last Chance documentary, some dude said about Jordan. They said, I think Michael Jordan may be the greatest person at their job ever.
Oh, yeah. Like, I see that what you're saying. The way that he worked at his job.
He was like, there's nobody that's been better at their job than Michael Jordan. I'm like,
there you go.
That makes sense.
Facts.
Facts. Yeah, that's a bar for whoever said that. Shots to you. That was a bar, dog. That was a bar, man. You did that one. Shit, moving on, but we got a couple more basketball things. We're gonna keep it going. Shit, we are going, Faye. I know we gotta do our Raw Room film session. So I'm about to speed this up a little bit, bro. Go straight to college basketball real quick. I've been on college basketball. I want to start with the women first, though, because this was amazing.
Yeah, buddy.
Fire.
Shout out to Caitlin Clark. Surpasses Pete Maverick, bro. Pistol Pete.
This is Pete Maverick.
That's crazy, bro. Peace Maverick, my bad, man. For
rest
most,
in peace to his name.
Like, man, what? Killed that, bro. Killed that. Most career points in Division I history,
shout
bro.
Shout out to you, Kalen.
Shout out, fool. That shit was amazing, yo. I watched the game. I was like, yep, I'm tuning in. Be a part of this. I saw Travis Scott on the screen and shit pulling up. You see all the celebs at the game, bro. Like, yo, like, That's impressive as hell, yo. That is impressive. A lot of buckets. She a bucket getter, nigga. She's a bucket getter, yo. Sure. Literally changed entire school. Literally, like, you would know Iowa now for, oh, that's where Caitlin Clark went. Come
on. Buckets.
Buckets, bro. Buckets. I'm going to tell you something else that was kind of cool. And I actually appreciated just the light. It just shined. Just more light that would just shine on just women's sports. Lynette Woodyard, yep. She gets some praises. I didn't know who this was.
Yep.
I'm just keeping it in the book. I didn't know who this was. Mm-hmm. But she even took a moment to even say, look, this is what Caitlin Clark is doing. Mm-hmm. I'm also getting highlighted and praised
right.
for what I did in the history that I made. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that was amazing to me. You know what I'm saying? I think it's just powerful, bro. So shout out to Lynette Woodward. Again, something I didn't know. Go ahead.
This is what I love about it. Mm. And this is coming from somebody who's married to a woman in sports. I know that, you know, King has a daughter that's about to go play volleyball at Vanderbilt. Mm. There's been a very heightened conversation about women's sports and how to bring eyes to it and pay discrepancy and all these things. And to be honest, I was sitting here watching this with my wife and I said, Shayna, I'm going to tell you what's so refreshing about this. This is not fabricated. This is not marketing. Mm-mm. This is showing you that if a woman is great at something, we will tune in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If it's a good product, we will tune in.
Yeah.
And like all of the, hey, like trying to beat it in people's heads. Hey, watch. You're never going to do that to sports.
I see
fans.
What you're saying. Yeah.
If you put a great product out there, who were they? They were just getting on dude, Porter, Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah.
And they were crushing him for what he said, you know, on a pivot.
I didn't hear what he said.
He said something about the pay discrepancy. And okay. He was saying like, maybe there's ways that WNBA can change their game to make it more appealing to watch. And what I'm saying is, even if you keep the goal at 10 foot, if they can play basketball, people will tune in to watch.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, how many dudes in college basketball can you name right now? Men's college hoops.
I can name one. I can do a few.
Who?
What? You mean like in college right now?
In college right now.
Rob Billingham, Robert, what's my guy? Everybody from the fucking Tigers.
Okay, nobody Lomax. From Memphis and Penny Hardaway, because that's your team. I'm saying anybody in college basketball right now.
Robert Cunningham.
Okay.
He's at Kentucky.
Okay.
Kinnett, he's at Tennessee. Well, I can name a few. It's different for me. Okay. I do see what you're saying.
Okay.
I can name a right few now, for women.
If I ask
Juju Watkins,
Juju Watson,
Reese. Caitlin, obviously.
Haley Van Lith.
He had a little point guard down there.
You can name a few.
Paige Buchers.
Yep. UConn. Yeah. Yeah.
Dog, you can name a few. There's bigger names in women's college basketball. I promise you right now, if Iowa, South Carolina, LSU,
Cole,
and throw Juju Watkins or Paige Buchers at UConn, throw one of those other teams in the Final Four, that Final Four would be the most watched ever. Yeah. And it might come close to the men's unless it's just all blue bloods in the men's.
Yeah.
What I love about that is just like, dog, that's just put the good product out there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Don't, I feel what you're saying.
Don't sit and try and clamor to folks. Don't try and beg folks. When you beg, it looks sad. Mm. Just go out there and
ball out. Yeah.
When I watch the Las Vegas Aces now, because when I'm watching Asia Wilson. I'm like, she can hoop. Asia can hoop. Kelsey Plum can hoop.
Yeah.
It's
the same with even like women's American soccer team.
Come on.
They got like, yo, like, folk, I was like, shit, they out there balling. Dog. But it is the product, to your point. I get that, 100%.
They just got into it with Columbia the other day. The women's, the U.S. soccer team. Yeah.
Didn't see that, for
they
real.
They play against Columbia. It got a little chippy out there in the game. I don't know if it was yesterday, earlier today. Yeah, it got a little.
Come on.
Yeah, the women's team versus Columbia. It got a little chippy out there. They get to it, bro. They play. Like,
they play.
I see what you're saying.
Bro, put the product out there on the field and people will watch. Just do that. And trust me, you'll appreciate it more that way.
And that's what's name? That's Rodman. That's Dennis Rodman's daughter.
You know?
Right there in the middle of it.
Bro, I saw it firsthand, man. I saw Shayna's Jamaican team. Mm. A Caribbean team had never gone to the World Cup ever. Ever. The first year they qualified for the World Cup, and the second year they made it to the round of 16. History every single time. Whole city, whole country of Jamaica.
Showing up.
Going crazy. Yeah. Like tuning in. Like they literally knocked out Brazil.
Yeah.
They knocked out Brazil.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It was like,
tied France. Like if you just put a great and then girls play like my wife doing a thing. They got another girl in there named Bunny Shaw who like was up for the Ballon d'Or, which is like the number one award you can get in soccer. Just and so I was just sitting there as like to bring back to Caitlin though. I'm sitting there watching with my wife and I said, Shayna, I love this because there's no marketing involved. This girl's pulling up from the logo.
Yeah.
Just be great. The NBA ratings were not what they were until they got Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. They had to build a brand too.
Everybody got it. You got to put the people out there to play.
And then guess what? Then they ended up having this guy called Michael Jordan come along. They say, yo, this guy's so good. Let's give him a sneaker. There's not Converse. Mm-hmm. And let's start putting all the focus on him. Because when it was Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, the NBA said, let's just highlight these two teams. Because they got a really good team. James Worthy. They got, you know, Larry Bird, all this. Mm-hmm. Let's highlight McCall, these two teams.
Everybody,
It was about teams. The second Michael Jordan had his own signature shoe, and he was a singular
and then
incident,
the Gatorade.
And then Gatorade. It's over with. Then they said, hold on. Here's a new play. Let's start highlighting just players. Forget the team stuff. Let's highlight singular players. And once they did that, they kept building the brand. Why do you think they are so pressed about Steph Curry and LeBron playing longer? Because once them dudes leave, they don't have an American face anymore.
Damn. American face.
They need an American face.
I've had a conversation about this. Because like you got some guys that's balling.
Ant-Man's probably going to be the next.
But they hate the fact that Ant-Man's in Minnesota.
All right. He's not in a big market.
They hate it. Jaws in Memphis.
What? Listen,
they're not in big markets.
And like Ja was up next. I feel like this is my opinion.
No, for sure.
But Ja was up next,
and he still has a chance.
He still got a chance to redeem himself
for sure. You know,
it's gonna be a tall task. But
y'all got
like,
more than a chance. I ain't gonna just he's a dog.
I don't want people to sleep though. Back. I don't want people to sleep. Jason Tatum is like that too. He got to win one.
He's like that too.
Jason Tatum's like that, yo.
They would want him to have the flair. Like, you don't understand how bad the NBA is. Like, LeBron, please keep playing. Bro, turn on ESPN. They talk about the Lakers or the Golden State Warriors all the time. Why? Because the game, once Michael Jordan came in, that's where the marketing went. Like, everybody...
I don't think that's necessarily true, actually.
I'm telling you, the marketing went to singular players.
Networks probably... Yeah, you're right. You are. Networks probably. But I feel like I've talked... And bro, y'all been around a lot of young cats. They not really talking about... Like these younger cats now, like...
This
blew my mind. Prime example. I saw a video. It was Carmelo. It was Lala Anthony, her son.
He was.
I don't know. Bro, I know people that think Paul George is like that. They really think Paul George is like that.
Yes, there are some.
For real. Listen, he was probably joking or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Maybe, bro. But these kids think differently than us. This is even Lil Wayne and Jay-Z. There's a thing about this next generation ain't looking at it. Bro, these kids not watching First Take. We are.
I know, but I'm saying though.
Be honest.
That's true, but do you
want They're not watching Shannon Sharp, nigga. We ain't watching that. They're not watching that.
But do you want me to prove my point that the NBA went all in on marketing players and not teams?
Oh, no. I believe that.
Okay, I was going to say, how many... Name three rivalries in the NBA.
You can't. No, I believe that. I believe that part.
If I told you to name three rivalries in the NFL right now, you can boom, boom, boom. It's about teams. Dude, there's dudes with shoe deals in the NBA, and I'm like, dang, he got a shoe too? Yeah. Everybody got a shoe in the NBA. Because it's the way they market is about singular players, and Michael Jordan paved the way for that. And so what I'm saying is the WNBA has they person now.
That's it. Yeah.
Trust me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They've got they person because as great as Asia Wilson is, and she's actually started to build the game up too, it's still the Las Vegas Aces. People still tune into them as a team. They had the parade that they love. It's like, but that's a team.
You killed that.
Dog, she is going to be the first person that they look at and say, yo, she has to now carry the logo three-pointer. You will pull up to a stadium to see that.
To
the gym to see that. That's different.
Her shoe selling.
Come on, the logo.
Of course she is.
Her shoe selling.
Sabrina Ionescu got shoe. Dog, let me tell you something. If Sabrina Ionescu can go to All-Star Weekend
and come on, bro.
A three-point shootout against Steph Curry, and that's probably the most watched thing of the last All-Star, because everything else was trash.
It was. Except for that.
I didn't watch nothing.
I watched it. Because, I mean, like, Steph Curry.
Bro,
to your point, she can ball.
If they put Caitlin Clark versus Steph next year in that.
I'm watching it.
I watched his goal. His goal numbers.
How many did she bro, get?
She hit 26. Okay, here's the crazy part.
See, bro.
She hit 26. Steph hit 29, but they had the regular three-point contest before this. They didn't do the regular three-point
contest. Oh, this wasn't part of the three-point
contest? No, this is their own shit. Niggas was watching this, yo.
Bro, so they had the regular three-point contest.
Yes. Dame won that.
Dame won that.
So Dame won a three-point contest?
Yes.
And then so it was just this. They just had a shootout.
Yes. They were just shooting. Yes. It was called Steph versus Sabrina,
It should be more of this.
Okay, so check this out,
That's crazy,
though. Here's the twisted part, though. Dame won the men's three-point contest, and he scored a 26. Sabrina scored a 26 shooting from NBA range. Now, if Sabrina Ionescu can hit a 20, now, Steph hit 29 because he that dude.
Yes, it's
but
Steph.
But if Sabrina it's can Steph, hit bro. 26, what can...
Bruh, I'm watching.
What can CC do? What can Caitlin Clark do?
So that's going to be her and Steph next year then.
Come on. You see what I'm saying? We can market that. It's easy.
That's easy.
We can put that together.
That's easy.
That's easy.
Folk gonna show up, bro.
I thought that was...
No, bro. She was out there.
Like, I thought Steph won and she played Steph.
It was just them two. It was one-on-one.
So Steph didn't even do a three-point contest.
No.
Dame won. Shout out to Dame, dog. Like, Dame.
Yeah, fact.
But Dame's a shooter. I mean...
But, like, Steph Dame's already won one, though.
Dame's a sniper.
Yeah. Not Dame. Steph already won one. But, like, it's the greatest shoot over here. We're going to see who can shoot the best. So, nah, listen.
She hit 26?
She hit 26. Him, bro. Yeah, she tied that's with Dame.
Off the couch.
I mean, that's a great round.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great round, bro.
What?
Bro. You said she just went up against the
GOAT.
The greatest shooter of all time. Cash. Bro.
It's definitely like, she can shoot. But he knew that, though.
The only thing she wasn't hitting was the logo threes. Caitlin might cut.
They're going to have to make them shoot from further back. They're going to make
buckets.
Caitlin and Steph are going to have to shoot from a deeper three? Yeah, deeper three.
Dog.
Okay, they'll be out there all day just shooting. Come on.
Bro, the only shot she not making
is the logo.
Is the Caitlin Clark three.
They're going to make Caitlin and Steph all shoot all their 3-point contests from the logo. They're going to do a whole 3-point contest from logo range.
Yeah. I'm watching it.
Bro, she's about it.
I like that point you made, though. Like again, if you put a product out there like that.
Just put the product out there, dog.
We're going to show up, bro.
People.
We're going to show up.
The thing is, there's this pervasive idea that people do not like women. And I'm like, that is not true.
If I want to hire a nanny,
I would hire a woman. I'm not going to hire a man. There are just certain things that people are used to seeing women do.
Mm-hmm.
These leagues are not as established and have not been around as long. So there's going to take time to build them.
Yeah.
And the way you build them is not telling people to come watch. The way you build them is putting a great product out there and marketing the right way, having a great look. Like, all that stuff matters. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, women's college basketball has amazing players in it right now. And I think the girls have a lot more flair than some of the guys in men's basketball. But they also benefit from the fact that UConn, LSU, USC,
Tennessee.
These are brands that have had people attached to them and that feel a sense of belonging to them for years. Guys, kids, people pick who their favorite NFL team is when they are three, and they be arguing over it like it matters when they 30-something. I'm like... Bro, but it's just because they grew up.
Shout out delusional Cowboys fans.
Fuck the Cowboys. But anyway, go ahead.
Bro, you know what I'm
saying? You right, though.
And then Caitlin,
she's bringing her own demographics to the WNBA.
All her people coming.
Like, she's bringing her own fan base to that league. Yeah.
Right. And she's going to be in Indiana, possibly, because I think they have the first pick.
That's what I saw.
In Iowa, Indiana.
Right there.
It's close.
That ain't
right
too
there.
Far of a drive.
So it might be the perfect marriage, and it just might be the thing that helps push the league forward. Like, and I get
that's
it,
that's a great-ass argument you made, boy. You put a bow on that, nigga. That might start it from the GOAT to marketing, take it all the way back. It takes one person. You went there,
but
nigga.
But, bro, you got to understand. We be having some conversations at my house about this all the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because my wife wants to see the female game grow.
Yeah.
She's like, no, but I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, yeah, they should just pay more. Dude, is they pull from a pot.
Yeah.
It's just like, why does the people get the earnings of this? It's like, why do SEC schools get more money than the ACC schools from
bigger pot?
It's a bigger pot. SEC network's making more money. You think nobody's discriminating against the ACC?
Man, like, what? I don't think the color matters green. Fool.
Get your money up.
Get your money up.
You got to get the money up. And my thing is, I think the greatest compliment you can tell a woman is they're more than capable of doing it.
Oh, yeah.
They're more than capable of doing it. They got the flair. They got the talent. You just got to just keep building it. You know, like
affect their crowd,
and I think they got the person now that can do that. They got their unicorn.
Shout out to Caitlin Clark, man. Mm-hmm. Again, shout out to Caitlin Clark. We should stay on college real quick. I'm gonna skip the Tigers things, but I'm gonna keep on going straight to. I want to give a shout out to Jake Diebler, bro. He was an assistant at Vanderbilt a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
He's now the head coach for Ohio State. The interim head coach, I believe. I'm not sure if they made an announcement about him being the head coach, but he's the interim head coach because they actually let their coach go. I've been following him, yo. Great people. Shout out to his family and everything. His first game, they played Purdue. Okay. Purdue at the time was ranked number 2 in the nation.
Okay.
They were not ranked. They just came off of a pretty long lose streak. Got the dub, bro. And he was out there coaching, out there, bro, with his team. And like the team vibe off of it. I want to say they're 3-1 in their last couple. They just put a dub up against Michigan this past weekend. But man, I just want to say shout out to Jake, yo. Like you like family to us down here in Nashville and we all watching. Yeah, they gotta look at it. Dub. They're doing their thing, man.
I love it.
But shout out to you. I just want to shout out to you, your family and everything, yo. I hope they give you that motherfucking job, my guy. Mm-hmm. You deserve that, man. You
keep winning,
through.
Coach. Keep winning.
Keep winning. So shout out to Jake.
Winning is a cure all for everything.
It is.
He probably got that juice too right now, man. He's so thankful for the opportunity. I tell people all the time, man, the victory gonna go to the person with the most gratitude for the spot, man. Mm. If you thankful to be in that spot, you're going to end up coming on the winning side more than not. The problem is, man, in college, and I see so many college coaches, man, I get it. They trying to figure out the whole NIL deal. They trying to figure out the transfer portal. I'd be like, that's what it is right now. So all these dudes are out here complaining and crying.
Yeah.
If I'm a college coach, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just lock in. I'm going to let y'all complain about the landscape. And I'm going to say, you know what? This is where we at right now.
This is what we're going to do.
Let's lock in.
Yeah.
Either lock in or leave.
Yeah.
You know, but you over here complaining like, okay, well, you want to do another round of interviews over here and complain? All right, we're going to lock in over here and we're going to beat your butt when we see you later. You know what I'm saying? Like, so the fact that your boy is thankful for the opportunity.
He is, bro.
I guarantee you, man, he got juice in there. I guarantee the kids can feel it.
Exactly. And like, you can feel the energy, student section. Look, it's the Buckeyes, bro. You know, that's a big stage.
Be thankful,
seize the opportunity, man.
Come on. Keep winning.
I did want to talk briefly, yo, about, I'm going to talk about the Dynasty real quick. Have you been watching the Dynasty?
I have not. The thing about the Patriots?
Yeah.
I'm not.
You have not watched it.
You had to pick me up.
Okay. I'm gonna go straight to like the latest episode real quick. I thought it was interesting. So this episode was these last two episodes, one particular was about Aaron Hernandez. Now we've seen docs on this on his situation from a different standpoints. I want to say he did a Untold. I think they did a 30 for 30, I believe, and he was semi part of the Gator doc that was on Netflix as well. You've been seeing bits and pieces, but one thing that you have not seen is the actual Patriots personnel during that time period, the top dogs, speak on it. So that's something we've been waiting for. So Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, what were y'all, what's up? Tell us something. We've been waiting. That's what we've been waiting to hear. Mm-hmm. So I'm locked in. Now, it was interesting. You did not see Tom Brady at all during this episode.
Yeah.
Didn't see him at all.
I believe that. That makes sense.
Yeah. I guess it makes sense. I feel like, I mean, he was on every other episode, you know.
They're
not going to associate him with that.
Yeah. You'd have to cut Tom a crazy check for him to sit down and speak on this situation.
Yeah.
It don't even fit his brand like that.
Nope. That's true.
To be honest.
I feel that.
They will not put him, they will not have him related to that in any way.
And I think too, knowing Tom, because Tom, he gets rave reviews as a teammate. Even when I was there for my short little time, I was there for a cup of coffee. He still like was an amazing human being to me. So I think too, he's like, I'm not going to give them a quote on my guy. Like, let the dead rest.
That's possible.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm with like, that. I'm, yeah.
Like some dudes, hey, they might need the money. Say, like, okay, I'll take
it. They call some guys.
You know, I'll tell you what happened. You know what I'm saying? But Tom don't need it. And I think, quite frankly, his team said it wouldn't be good for him. Collectively, I think everybody was like, you know, we're going to sit this one out.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a collective decision for him not to be in the show.
There was one part where I'm going to say real quick about, so Tom was not on there. Bill Belichick probably was on there about, it was a 40-minute episode, maybe 3 minutes. He wasn't on there long at all. And he was there to address, apparently, Aaron Hernandez had asked Bill Belichick directly. This is after he got the bag. He wanted it to be traded somewhere on the West Coast, somewhere. Like, he said, like, just send me somewhere over there. And because he didn't feel safe where he was. This is prior to what he did. This is prior to, you know, the incident that had occurred. And he asked Bill Belichick, and Bill apparently said, nah, you staying right here. So the interview asked Bill about that.
He just paid you. He just got paid.
Yeah. Well, so the actual interviewer asked Bill about it, and his response was no comment. And then they just went, I think that's all you saw Bill in the entire joint too. I didn't know that was the case though. I didn't know. I mean, I'm sure that was out there. I didn't know that like he had requested fearing for, you know, whatever he was fearing for his life. He was fearing for his life. And he asked, and he got the no, and then obviously domino effect after that. What y'all think about that, real quick?
Man, that's depressing. It's so depressing of a situation. I mean, it's just like, and I'm big on man. You got it. Unless I'm speaking in a light of just like giving somebody their flowers.
You gotta let that rest. I feel
you. Man. You gotta let the dead rest, dog. Like this is because even
we don't really know. We don't know.
That's true.
Because it's like, man, what if he was able to get out? But then at the same time, it's like, what incentive does Bill have at that time after paying you? Do you think Bill really understood the weight of what was? And you know, he's all
ball. You can't say.
He's all ball.
Yeah.
It's just sad, man. I mean, I watched the documentary when it came out. Because, I mean, Aaron, I mean, they called him Chico up there.
Yeah. They got into all that. They got all
dog.
That.
I mean, you talk about, like I said, that first guy was a straight F, like the Shannon Sharp prototype, 235 to 240 plus lateral quickness. Just like you got the big Y going down the middle, that F just option route, wheel, short cross. I mean, just could do it all. You know what I'm saying? And then they kept trying to replicate that. They did it with, they had two bigger guys. It was him and Martellus Bennett. And then that two tight end deal, man, that's Aaron Hernandez got his name written all over
that. That was some fun ball to watch. Two tight end.
I
mean, Gronk and that two tight end deal. That was, as offensive lineman, that was fun. That's fun.
They showed it and it was fun to watch. I will say that I'm going to get off about this. I do think Robert Kraft handled it great though. They did show him. He was on a good bit. He handled it amazing. I mean, you know, just the way that he handled it, he took care of it. He did what he was supposed to do. I feel like it just as an owner, as a human being, as like somewhat of a father figure to him, he said he handled it like a G. So that's that. Let's go straight to Big Back Al with Faye. I want to go get some laughs in before we get up out of here, man. Let's go to Big Back Hour.
We gotta do Big Back Hour.
This is back by popular demand, bro.
Yeah, we got
people was really into that, bro. King.
We gotta get to it, Faye. Let's go.
JC's not here. Go ahead, Faye. What you say?
I was gonna say JC's not here, so it's gonna be a little shorter this week, but we got something this weird ass shit right here.
They don't even look real, fool.
It don't even look real.
It's not real. That's Photoshop. You can tell it's Photoshop. Look at
is that supposed to be a slice of pizza?
Look at this pancake right here, bro.
My man King put out the Chipotle for Big Back.
Big Back, you got
to eat. Is that pizza, bacon?
It says pizza. It look like it's pizza.
But I see bacon.
I do see the bacon.
Haram. And it's supposed to be pancakes.
Is it turkey bacon or is it swine?
It looks like some swine. They wouldn't even do that with turkey bacon. That's straight
they
swine.
Wouldn't
even
they wouldn't waste turkey bacon like that.
This is...
It's too red.
I'm trying to...
It do like a pizza, though. It look like a New York-style pizza.
It is a big-ass slice of pizza. Big-ass slice of pizza. And there's maple syrup also drizzled all over it.
So bacon, pancakes, maple syrup.
That's some hot shit.
All on pizza.
That junk had you backed up for months.
That's
about King, the fact you even could look at that and say, possibly not, King. Come on, bro. That's terrible.
It's no, I mean, I don't.
Got a damn butter,
they got
fool.
Bread as a topping
I'm
on bread.
I don't like. I'm not a fan.
It's not no.
That's what I'm saying. It's like some old hot shit. Like we talked about, it's like the Oreos and the cereal last time.
Yeah, bro. It's just
that's some hot shit. Yeah, that's a 0 out of 10 Big Macs.
Zero out of ten Big Macs.
I've never seen bread as a topping on bread. Like, come on, bro.
The pancakes and bacon, and it's a.
It's doing too much, man. Wait. Y'all sending some good shit, like some real shit. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, that ain't.
It is. Look at these, bro. Anyways, all right. That was a fun little bit back hour. All right, so check this out, King. Guy JC is out today. Prayers up to my partner. You know what I'm saying?
Down feel better, homie.
Feel better, yo. You are in our thoughts, man. You know what I'm saying? Bounce back. We'll know we'll see you next week, though, because I do not like driving. Don't like it. But we have to get started with the Raw Room Academy film session. We've been talking about putting together kind of like a game show and highlighting highlight reels that people are going to start. Like, they've been sending stuff in to Bass and JC. I know King gets stuff all the time. They be sending shit to him all the time, man. So we want to highlight some of these brothers today. And what we're going to do is we got four picked out today. We're going to look at all four of them. We can potentially rank them if we want to, Faye. We can rank them one, two, three.
Right. Are we ranking or are we just taking the best one out of the four?
Well, we can just take, I think this is what we're going to do is take the one out of the four.
We're going to take the best out of the four.
The best out of the four. Then we're going to do this for the next couple of weeks.
Let's go.
And pick from the four.
Let's go. We're playing GM. Let's
go. So we got J-Madden building special guest on. So this is going to be a special one. I have not seen any of these. I need my clicker.
Yeah, for sure.
You need your clicker to pause it.
I need my clicker.
The first one we got up is Mr. Tyler Gannaway. Tyler Gannaway. Let's see what you got. Easy work on the profile handle there. This was uploaded a little bit of a ago, but we'll see. Say he was the class of 2018. What was that? Outside linebacker and CB? Is that what he does?
Yeah. From, outside linebacker and corner.
In a corner.
In that's, corner, okay.
That's, from, a lot of, that's a lot of range.
It's a lot of range.
Wide receiver, outside linebacker, middle
he gotta linebacker. Be a nickel. He got to be, that's got to be nickel. If you playing outside corner.
All right, let's take a look, man. See what he got.
Let's go, let's see.
That's why I got there a little bit. Okay. TD a catch for about, what was that? Came about 30 yards.
Okay.
Okay. All right, celebration good. Okay. Let's see where we in right now. What's going on, fellas? Okay. Pretty light. Okay. All right, he hollering himself.
Looks like a little double team on top of him.
Yeah. So they all looking down.
Until now.
Yeah, right behind him. Okay. All right. Okay. What we think there? So what was that? Mike, call the play. Look, this is what y'all do. I mean, like, tell people what happened.
I would love to see him score that. You know what I mean?
I would love to see him score. Okay. Come on, give me some feedback.
Okay. Ooh. Oh, I thought he picked it.
Okay.
He knocked it down. I thought he picked it and ran with it.
Okay. All right. That's enough. You get about 30 seconds each with us. Let's go and go to the next. We'll make these a little bit quick, man. Justin Dean, let's see what you got real quick. Justin Dean.
Yeah, these highlight tapes.
Yeah, they got to be quick, man.
You got to go.
First 30 seconds, we need it.
We need it.
That's got to be early.
Come on. All right. Justin
Dean.
But
I mean, like, it should be your best three plays. You got to be first.
Absolutely.
I think back to Reggie Bush highlight film. It was like, out the gate.
Play one, you knew. Okay, this is what we're looking at. Y'all think we got out all day.
Are we blocking? Okay.
Blocking.
Okay.
All right. Okay. That was exciting to watch. Okay.
Defense.
All right. Let's see here. It was a nice
Did he catch the ball?
He didn't catch that. He didn't catch that.
He didn't catch it. Okay.
He didn't catch that. Let's see. Okay. I'm going to give you one more. Go get one more, Faye. He's getting one more. Let's see.
I like how fast the plays are coming in, though.
I do like that.
Okay, he's physical.
Okay. That's what I'm seeing. Let's go to the next one real quick. Let's go to the next one.
So he wants to be a tight end.
He's in the lead right now.
Okay. All right.
Corey
Stewart, man. Let's see what you got real quick. Let's see what you got, Corey Stewart. All right. So this is only 43 seconds. So that means you got straight to it with yours. Course.
Yo, hold on. That was like an error. Let's move on to the next one. I'm gonna set that up.
All right. Let's go to Christian Pinson. All right. Let's see here. Class size. He a DE middle linebacker. So we about to see some hits. I want to see some more offense next time. God damn. Yeesh.
I want to see more of a...
I want to see somebody. Like you said, Reggie,
we looking for Reggie Bush.
That's what I'm saying, bro. What I'm saying. Give me some. Let's see what this man doing. Sheesh. All right, bro. Where he at? Okay.
Right. Coming unblocked. You're supposed to make the play. Nobody blocked you.
Okay.
Next play.
He's going to be hard on
pass. Too, King.
Hold on now.
You beat a tight end. Okay. You beat a tight end. Okay. Unblocked, beat a tight end. Unblocked again. Okay.
Okay, so he ain't really showing.
No, keep it going. Keep it going. At least there's juice, though. I see some juice. Okay, that was
a little pop. Got a little pop.
Nice play. Hold on, Faye.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Blow the okay. That's a football play.
All right, there we go. See, you got one.
Football play. That's one. Unblocked again. Make the play. There you go. When you're not blocked, you're supposed to make the play.
King is letting you know that you went unblocked. That's funny, sir.
Still, make the tackle. Okay. That's a football play.
All right, man. That's another game, man. About a minute and a half. Okay, so out of the three that we saw, gentlemen, I am going to give the floor to you both. What are you ranking? Christian Pienzen, he basically went unblocked a lot. That's what I got from it. The first guy, go back, Faye, to the name list, please. Right.
Christian made some plays. We gonna do him like that.
He made some plays. Okay. Man, we have the receiver, Tyler Gannaway, and then Justin Dean was the quote unquote lockdown cornerback. Gentlemen, which one y'all got? I'm gonna get this to y'all right here, and I'll just be tiebreaker. There we go.
I mean, to be honest, Christian flashed more. Even with it being unblocked, he flashed more. He had more juice. I feel like Justin was physical, but none of his plays really affected like the game. Just bullying kids. It's impressive. Like, I would like a kid like Justin on my team because I feel like I could find somewhere on special teams to use him. He could be one of those guys that just say, hey, go hit this dude. Like, I know he's going to do it. But just football plays, I like Christian.
All right, what you got? What you got? He doing the same thing, too. My bad. I did say
Christian was going unblocked. Don't let me take away from him, his playmaking.
He was making plays.
By him going unblocked. Like, okay. I was just, that's offensive lineman in me. Like, no knock against him. But I'm going to go with Christian, too. He made more plays, more impressive plays.
If the first play of your highlight film, you're at least getting a sack, forced fumble. I'm then like, okay, well, there's some... Because now I'm at least expecting some sacks. For the first play, it can't be you blocking somebody. Please, whoever's watching this, take notes.
I was just about to say
that. No first plays, you should be touching pay dirt or you should be making plays, dog.
When you're making a highlight tape, you got 30 seconds.
You got 30 seconds. Tell them. Yes, sir.
To like even guys in high school coming out now, listen, your highlight tape, if you're not popping on tape in the first 30 seconds...
Coaches they throwing
on,
it out the window.
Coaches on to the next player.
As a matter of fact, pull up my highlight film from high school. It's on YouTube.
Is it?
I'm going to show it. This is anecdotal.
This is important. Jordan, this is important.
Let's try it. Jordan Matthews, high school. Let's do, because there actually is a Jordan Matthews high school in North Carolina. Highlights, Madison Academy. There we go. Okay, here we go.
There we go.
Games 1 through 7. We don't need the whole season. Okay. First, you got to always give yourself one extra inch.
Okay, this is about to be a play.
First play.
Okay, yeah, this is about to be a play.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Playmaker.
Okay, all right. I want to see what happened next. Oh, snap. Okay, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Score.
Right?
Yes.
Score.
Score.
Pay dirt. Touch pay dirt.
Okay, here we go. Next
okay.
play.
Okay.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, oh yeah, up
next
top.
Next play. Up
Moss
top.
Somebody.
Moss somebody. Touchdown. Yeah.
This is a highlight reel.
This is highlight. This is touchdown. Highlight reel. Get in the end zone. Boom. Go for it. Touchdown. Another one.
Okay. Pay dirt. Yeah.
Pay dirt. Slant. Catch Boom. It. Catch and run now. Okay. You catch and run. Tutty. Touchdown. This is hard. Tutty. Punt return. Here we go.
Another punt return.
Have I got tackled in the field yet?
I ain't
no.
seen
it.
Oh, great okay. block.
Boom. Yeah, I had some dudes that were hit.
Right, go. Look
okay,
at
Jay,
him.
Man.
Okay. All right.
Cut back.
Go score.
Now, guys, Lacey, I want y'all to understand something.
You've been wearing them sleeves up in the jerseys for a while, huh?
A long time.
You know JC was here. Now, them sleeves. AJC, he's still rocking them sleeves.
Hey, them sleeves.
T-shirts under the jerseys.
Them sleeves gave him something.
They stamped.
Them sleeves gave you something, baby.
Shit, bro. Pull up, hey, pull up Teddy Bridgewater, Louisville versus Florida. I think it was a Sugar Bowl. Teddy Bridgewater, Sugar Bowl. Trust me.
Trust me. I'm about to show you some stuff. Okay.
Trust
all right.
Me. Trust me.
Man.
Oh, you mean when he got blown up?
He did get blown. He won the game, though. Images.
I remember that hit.
Man, listen. What the man is trying to tell y'all is this.
He won the game.
Bomb.
When y'all send in y'all's
text, and it was a completion.
Yeah.
You got to know. You got to shock.
Look at them sleeves.
Look at them sleeves.
He took... I love Teddy B. He took that from me. I'm telling you.
Man.
George Pickens do it now, too. Mm. George Pickens do it. Short sleeves on the jersey.
But look, JC say that shit trash.
Hey, listen, though. Like, for real, though. Like, that's shocking all in the first 15, 20?
30 seconds.
You got to get to it.
I'm telling you, this is what recruiters are saying. If you don't pop in the first 30 seconds, they're on to the next film.
Guys,
the next play,
guys. I sent teams that highlight film. I had one scholarship offer. What y'all sitting in ain't gonna cut it right now. Trust me. I need highlights. I need
breaks. Highlights for a reason.
This is high school football.
Yeah.
You should be dominating.
Dogging these folks.
That's all I gotta say.
Nah, you did it right there, man. Well, listen, that was episode one of Raw Room Academy film session. Y'all better step y'all shit up.
Shout out to Christian.
Shout out to Christian, though. Hey, I rock with Christians, though, bro. Even he might have been unblocked, but he got the ball out.
No, he still made some plays. As an offensive lineman, you got to beat somebody to impress me. Running play down from behind. Yeah, that's great and all, but I want to see, show me a move. Show me you can disengage.
Come on.
Which he did against mostly tight ends and fullbacks, but he made play. He popped on film.
But the other guys, hey, shout out to them too. They put themselves out there, That's not easy either. That's not easy either. Even this generation where they put everything on camera, it's still not easy to put your work out there, put your name beside it. So appreciate them too. Keep working.
Put your big plays first.
It needs to be
start
game
with the biggest
break-in
play. The greatest play you had that season, put that.
That's the first
one you put on.
I thought they would have known then, boy. God dang, come on now. Anyways, well, shit, shout out to y'all. Anything else before we get up out of here, fellas?
J-Mac, thanks again, bro, for pulling up for week.
Yeah, Let me tell you about my best friend.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get you over there, King. You going to come over there, too. We're going to play Monopoly or something, bro.
Y'all don't want to compete with me.
Bro. We have a poker night one night, man.
I get way too intense. I don't even play board games or card games no more. It's too. I hate to lose.
I understand it.
I can tell by the way his tone changed. I don't want
to. Y'all want to.
You know, you're not invited. I don't want to do that. I want to stay your friend.
I quit playing Lil King and Mario Kart because he kept winning. I was like, I'd rather just not. I'd rather not play than lose.
The way King looked at you was like, nah, don't invite me.
I'll come over and chill and watch y'all play. Hang out.
There we go. All right, for sure.
Poker night,
I might try to help somebody that's kind of on the losing end, but no, I don't.
Well, listen, man, we appreciate y'all coming on. We got to do the same thing. We up out of here, bro. We get out of here, man. Y'all be good, bro. Which one of these is the gun button for? God damn, we got to label these motherfuckers.
Hey, man, just hit all of them.
Shit.
There you go. Bottom right.
There it is. That motherfucker broken. I hit that one first, big bass. We appreciate y'all, bro. Y'all know what it is.
We out of here.
Yes, sir.
If you have something to say, need a place to help you say it, check out the boys at the Raw Room Media Group to get information on recording the session.
Appreciate y'all for listening. Hey, follow us. Follow us at the Raw Room, Twitter, Instagram. Follow me at Wesson_Sun56 on Instagram. On Twitter, DB_5Trey.
Follow your boy, JC. JCar_11, Twitter. Instagram, JCar_32. And the Raw Room is at raw_room.
Roomies, we appreciate y'all for listening. We'll tune in for you next week. Easy.